Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Tim Howell, Chief Financial Officer, I should say, CFO of Leader Global Technologies. And they make really, really, really sophisticated, really high-end, really specialized, apparently completely unique gaskets, sealing parts. And Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us an example of, you talked a minute ago about all the different materials that you use, titanium and you know, all the other stuff. How do you put all those things together? I'm assuming you use some asbestos too.
No, we don't. In fact,
that's old school, right? Asbestos.
That's right, and that's gotten a lot of people in a lot of product liability issues and employee issues. So we actually stay out of the asbestos market, but. Zirconium would be an instance where you have an acid out there that's a difficult environment to work in, and so we provide the gasket solution and the metal to service it, plus the design. And there's lots of different ways to solve that solution, but what's real unique about our company, we've created a design on a product where a company may have to use 50 to 100 different types of parts to put in their inventory. And what we've been able to do is design a part that would take those 50 parts, and we can have 8 parts in their inventory to give them solutions. So we're helping them reduce their inventories, reduce their capital investments, and then we're also providing the highest in technology so that they don't have the leakage problems.
When you say technologies, when I think of a gasket, I don't think of technology.
Yeah, there's a lot of technology in gaskets, and there's lots of different materials that you use. And one of the things that our product does, we have a graphite, and the way we manufacture our graphite is a special process. But we've even gone into the details and the way the corrugations of our gasket is. It is proven to provide the best solution in the world. And so we've actually patented the corrugation processes that seal the components. And so we own that aspect of the technology. Uh-huh. And those specifications of ours are actually written by these major chemical companies. So the rest of our competitors that try to come in, they're competing against us, which own the technology.
And they don't have what you got. Folks, here's a good lesson. Whenever you get a chance to write the specs for the project that's being bid, you're in the driver's seat, you're in the catbird seat. So do that as often as you can. Okay, Tim, you're doing business around the world. What's it like being an exporter, being a global distributor of products?
Well, it's a challenge, to be honest with you, because to start up a new company and to start up a new business, especially when you're a small business like us, there's not a lot of.
How many employees you got?
I'm sorry? We have a couple of hundred employees, 100 employees in the U.S., 110, and then we have about 150 in Slovakia. And we've just got a new operation in China that we opened up about a year ago with a partner, a manufacturing partner in China, which has about 25 employees in place. And that business is really growing for us.
I'm just going to tell you one thing, Tim. You're the expert more than I am, but over in China, be careful.
We only export our technology. We manufacture it all at our Slovakian facility, and we manufacture it all in the U.S. But we do have a partner there, and we've actually got a Chinese partner that's a U.S. citizen that has helped us in terms of the Chinese market. But what we're doing is we're servicing American companies over there.
Right. That's good.
And that's what our focus is.
So how are you seeing the global economy? If you had to make a if I made you give us a little bit of an assessment of where the global economy is, what do you think?
Well, in terms of our industry, the chemical industry, the petrochemical industry, it's been pretty solid. We've had continued growth. We don't see it destabilizing. 2008 were difficult times. We've seen continued growth, 12 to 15%, and we're continuing to grow market share as well, which helps us. But overall, we're seeing it relatively stable. And this year, we're actually starting to see some growth that we had not expected. So we're seeing some very positive signs going forward right now.
Would you like to see America? Would it be good for you if America became more energy independent? We started drilling for more natural gas and more of our own petroleum?
I would absolutely support that and support creating the jobs and using our technology to take advantage of it. You bet. I would support that.
Yeah, I understand. So give us the website, Tim.
It's www.leadergt.com.
All right. It's Leader Global Technologies, leadergt.com. Tim, thanks for being here. Congratulations on the great success. We love hearing great small business success stories, especially when they're doing business around the world. And, of course, the important work that you're doing is helping companies accomplish their goals and do it safely and efficiently. Come back again real soon. Let's talk some more.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Enjoyed it.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Howell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.